Welcome back, and thanks for joining us in the third episode of Talks
Over
Whiskies.
I'm your boy Ken.
Yo, 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 I'm Chris, yo.
And I'm Chloe.
Today will be a continuation of last time's episode, all about hardships. Why we have so many hardships, man?
You just can't live happily, right?
Damn. Yo, welcome back. Today,
hardships again.
Yeah, man. We have so much to talk about where one episode is not enough for us to share all about our sad stories for us to vent it out.
The last episode, I thought you're going to cry.
No.
Yeah.
We almost, you know, we didn't have tissues on the table.
Just run and grab it.
Do we have one prepared over here?
No, right now I only just see Super Ring.
Come on, we should learn from our hardships.
We don't cry. Hard men don't cry. but we cry inside.
Do you guys ever cry when you encounter like hardships?
Yeah, I do. I think I cry a lot, actually.
Is it?
But it's not like a breakdown cry. It's just like, shit, I could have done it better.
Is it?
Why did I went to this shit? I could have, maybe like, especially when I make a mistake.
Like, what kind of cry is that? Is it like a...
Mine will be more like
a weeping kind of cry.
Okay. Whenever I cry, it'll be always in a very dark room. All right, turn off all the lights, put on the curtains, no phones, airplane mode as best as possible. Then just think about what you could have done better in that situation. Like, what did I do wrong? Or what did I overlook that put me in that situation? And then just cry for a while, you know, whine like a man. fuck, man, I missed it up. Shit, I could have done this a better way. I shouldn't, you know, if I did it right, I could have spent like $100 to fix it, you know, that kind of thing. Right. After that, it's like, you know what? We're into this shit. Let's do it.
When is the last time that you cried? We don't need to get like a specific date, you know. Like,
probably.
Let's say like what age?
30s, I was still, I had like...
So it's quite breakdown recent cries. Because we are in our early 30s. Right?
Yeah, man, I'm early.
So
we are early.
Yeah, we are early 30s. So I'll say it's
so
quite recent.
So now you guys are like playing age now, huh?
I would never say a number.
Chloe is younger than us, I think.
Oh,
younger in heart.
Why must you add the end?
I wanted to join in and say that I'm probably the youngest of all.
So I can't lie, you know. If you listen to the last episode, I can't lie.
So what's your age? We don't reveal now. I think we'll wait for season 2 to reveal. Or season 3.
Stay tuned with us.
Or season 17.
Wait, can we last that long? Hopefully, man.
The episode. Yeah. Okay.
Family friendly, man. We are family friendly.
Yeah, kids around.
All right. Okay. So, how about Chloe? Do you...
She cry every day.
Oh, yo. Why are you so honest?
We don't lie here, man.
But during your hardships, do you vent it out by crying? Because I feel that to the society, some people want to define crying as a show of weakness. I don't really, you know, agree with that.
Yep.
I think crying is more like you vent it out before you stand up again and face whatever is thrown at you.
I think I would say crying is therapy, man. It's a good therapy, actually.
I would like to say that it's... By crying, you really vent it out where you don't keep any like negative energy in you. Right. When you stand up, you're stronger in a sense.
Right.
Yeah. So do you like face it with by crying?
Yes, I do. I face it with crying. And like certain times I will complain it. Like I will let it out to like close friends.
Right.
Yeah, like just to share my frustration, my upsetness, my sadness, my unhappiness and everything.
Right.
It's a form of like...
So,
relief.
Relief, yeah.
Right. How about family? Do you talk to them?
No, I mean...
I do understand that though. So how about Chris?
Okay, for me, I live by certain rules and certain things for my life. Like, as in, certain things I do are based upon a rule that I set for myself. One of it is like I don't share problems or issues to my parents. One is I don't want to make them sad. I don't want to let them think like, oh, this guy can't do this. It's not like he's not smart, he's not, you know, he's not strong. It's just that add on another set of problems that I'm going to whatever they already have. So as much as possible, I will only approach them if really, really is the situation is seriously worse that I can't handle it. Then I will talk to my mom. Okay, you know, I'm in this shit. I don't know. I tried these methods, didn't work. What could you offer?
Right.
Yeah, but so that's like a very last stage.
But you did it before.
Oh yeah, twice.
for me, right, a lot of problems that happened between us.
Mm.
I would say that my mom and dad is not really a communicator as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be those who kept inside and not like sharing it out. Even between my mom and dad, they don't share with each other. So it also passed down to me that I would not share my problems. As also, I don't really cry as well.
Mm. Strong side, okay.
I cried when I was young, when I was beaten up. It's more of a pain cry. Yeah. It's less of an emotional cry.
Mine also pain, but inside one. Not a physical pain.
Yeah.
Weak.
It's different.
I'm weak, man. I'm weak.
No. Across time, the only time that I cried is when I broke up with my current wife. We were separated for a certain period.
Right.
Due to like what I shared in the previous episodes, our miscommunications.
Bad Kenny.
And and also some of the family members, like my mom, opposing the girlfriend.
That one we should talk about during our marriage episode.
Yeah, during like the next episode. I mean, other episodes between mom and wife, you know. But for now, due to many reasons, we were separated.
Mm.
After the separation, I thought all things were good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the second day, I broke down.
The love is still there.
I broke down not only that day itself, but multiple days when I saw pictures of us. At that point of time, my wife wrote a blog post.
Right.
This website called Blogspot, at that time, is very famous for young people. Mm. She wrote a lot of love stuff and she continued to write all the heartbreaks. When I read all of that...
Your heart broke.
Yeah, it makes me very sad and I realized that I can't live without her. But at that point of time also, I don't have the courage to approach her and say, I'm sorry. Because that's at pre-U time.
Right.
Or is it at university? Somewhere around that period. Mm. After a year, I just had the courage... Tell her that I really, really loved you and I hope that you will accept me again.
Mm.
That point of time, I go through I think 6 months of probation period.
Probation.
I'm not sure whether we should call it probation, but we are technically better than friends where we went out for holidays.
Right. But you guys stay together?
We stay in the same room due to the budget.
Okay. I was single bed lah.
Yeah, I was still a student at that time.
Do you sneak into that bed?
No.
Do you attempt to sneak into the bed?
No.
Oh, man. It's quite quiet.
Family friendly channel.
Yeah, it's a family friendly. But I don't. Yeah. So
I never know, man, this guy. Bad Kenny sometimes.
Last time.
Bad Kenny kick in
then. Yeah. So gone through a probation period, then that's the only time that I cried. I've gone through a lot of financial stress afterwards.
Mm.
But also that time I don't really cry because I was built to not express feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I found that you had to be strong. So I was built this way. And for that time when I cry, I realized that actually for some people, being soft is a form of being strong. From crying, you build up your inner self.
Yep.
You release all your inner negative energy. Just like when you press a spring, when you are compressing, it's only for you to jump further up.
Mm.
That's the potential energy. I use some scientific words over here. That's the potential energy that you're keeping.
Right.
So for every hardship that we see, right, it's actually something that pushes us down. But take it as a compression. Because humans, for us, we are very flexible. We are like springs.
Mm.
When you release it, make sure that we have enough energy to sprung up even more and show to the world that you are worth it.
The big leap.
Yeah, man. So where should we start? The financials?
I mean, I like. I think you should say about your Maggie story because that's a thing, that's a skill that everyone should learn.
No lah. I do hope that no one goes through what I've gone through.
I'll make my kid go through that.
Okay, so I was graduating from university.
Right.
For some reason, I decided to take my master's. It's a suggestion by the family. I was hesitant to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, to make my family proud, I still took it. I wouldn't regret for me taking the master course, because during the master course, I found where I want to go.
Mm.
During the master course in Malaysia, we are allowed to enroll in this research assistant role in the lab. No, it's more like you are doing a master's under this lecturer.
Oh, okay.
For example, lecturer A. My lecturer will have his own funding where he will appoint you to become a research lab assistant.
Okay.
During your master course, if you don't have any scholarships, then you can apply to this research lab assistant
mm-hmm.
to get sort of like a salary. Although I don't really say that I helped him a lot, but I still get 1,006 or 1,008, somewhere around there, a month.
Ringgit. Okay.
My rent at that time was 450. And I had to drive to school. Over there, I'll maybe spend 200, 300 bucks
right.
per year, per month. So I have another like 100 more to spare for food mm-hmm. and savings.
So that means during your course, you were not staying with your parents?
No. I didn't take any money from my parents after I graduated from university.
Oh, okay. You move out of the house or did?
I move out. Actually, I move out since pre-U.
All right, okay.
In my pre-U, I was studying in Kedah. Then university, I was studying in KL. While my family is either in Penang or in Johor of Malaysia. Right. So at the second year, I was still enrolled. But in the final year, I was supposed to be graduating in 2 years. Mm. But because for my paper to be accepted by, you know, any journal, it's quite hard. And for me, not having a big interest in doing academic, I could do the experiments, the thing, but I couldn't write a very good report. I couldn't write something that's good to express myself, I mean, and experiment well.
Mm.
So it causes my paper to be rejected by quite a lot of times. We don't have Grammarly at that time or ChatGPT, you know. Just saying. And in the third year, the contract is done for the research lab assistant. Mm. So I don't get funding at all. For, I think, 6 months before I came to Singapore, I was at the end of the research. Then the lecturer was like, I don't want to enroll you anymore. So I was got kicked out of, not kicked out, just that the contract ended. Yeah. And I was not being renewed of the contract.
Right.
It's also not worth at that time to renew my contract. If I was the lecturer, I won't be renewing as well.
Okay.
Hence, I lost my job, technically, and I was on my savings while I had to complete my master's.
Okay.
I can't complete it anywhere else because I still need equipment over there.
Yep.
So for the first 3 months, I was still fine, living on the savings. But entering the fourth month, I was facing some financial issues.
Mm.
So I started to go to this economy rice shop where they sell 3 dishes, 1 meat, 2 veggie for around 330 at that time for Malaysian ringgit.
Okay.
I'll take 3 veg. I don't take the meat. Over there, they'll prepare a big pot of soup
right.
with chicken feet in it.
Mm.
I'll scoop out all the chicken feet
mm-hmm.
and eat those as a meat substitute because I was building gym.
Yeah, right.
And at night, I will cook chicken and vegetables. When I go to this marketplace, right, we call it pasar in Malaysia.
Yep.
It's a like wet marketplace. When I went there, I'll ask the auntie for chicken leftovers.
Mm.
I'll buy one big piece of chicken breast and I'll ask for chicken leftovers, the carcasses,
mm-hmm.
the legs, the feet, and whatever meat that she cut off. So I'll ask for that and I'll cook those at night. That's for the fourth and fifth month.
And that's all with your wife still staying with you?
Oh, no. My wife, she's in Penang.
Okay.
She's working on her own. We are on a long distance relationship.
Ooh.
Yeah. That we can discuss in another how we maintain a relationship until then. But on my fifth month, I really can't handle it anymore. I mean the financial part.
Uh-huh.
So on the sixth month, right, I was on Maggi. So it's an instant noodles in Malaysia. Very famous.
Best shit.
Yeah.
I'll buy like 3-4 packets of it.
Mm.
I'll have half of it. If it's a weekend, right, I'll have half of it in the afternoon, half of it for dinner. Mm. And even some days, right, I won't go to lab because I don't need to. I'll have half of it, the Maggi, and half of it. So for 4 weeks, right, I was on Maggi. It's the cheapest shit. If you buy for $3, right? $3 at that time. That time, I think it's $3.
Okay.
Three ringgit. Yeah, not dollars. Ringgit.
Ringgit.
Three ringgits for 5 packs. Sometimes they give you an extra pack.
Oh, yeah, the free. Yeah.
So for 5 packs, if I only eat dinner, it'll last me more. But if it's lunch and dinner, right, that thing can last me for a week. So by 4 packs, I'll have the whole month.
Yeah.
I got really, really sick. When I was feeling to eat some meats, right, I can only get sardines, which is also at like $3 plus at that time. So sardines for some days where I feel like it, and I'll keep it for another day. Sardines, we have 4 pieces, right? So we'll split.
Do you have like the meat kind of thing for cans? Like luncheon meat or something along the line?
That thing requires cooking.
Oh, okay.
So I only can do it with a rice cooker.
Okay. Luncheon can put in rice cooker? Right?
Yeah, but that time, luncheon meat is expensive,
yeah,
expensive as well.
Consider meat.
So as for some days, right, I still go to the marketplace to get when I think the budget is like well. Because by week, I split. I forgot how much I left, but I know I left less than 1,000 plus because I still need to pay the rent.
Right.
So I split everything. So at like the third or fourth week, I think I still have enough to eat. I buy some meat and I'll ask the veggie auntie to give me chilies, those spring onions, because they give it for free. For marketplace, usually you beg the auntie, please lah, please. I will have some spring onions, can or not, or free chilies. Auntie will give you like five pieces of it. Oh. So I appreciate those times where those aunties were being generous.
Yeah.
I think they understand as well, because I was asking the auntie for chicken carcass, you know. The auntie was like, why eat chicken carcass? I was like, oh, I'm cooking soup. Then the auntie will always, like chicken breast, right? Mm. Auntie will always cut some more for me lah. They like say, just take it, just take it.
Oh.
But it's okay, it's okay. This life, you know. After 6 months, I realized that, hey, I can't live like this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At that point of time, I didn't even think of like calling my parents saying that I'm out of cash. I needed money. So I decided at that point of time that I had to go out and work.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that, hey, I really like designing.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the time I worked a bit on freelancing, because I was finding money for design works for a honky, like what I shared in the previous episodes.
Right.
That point of time, I realized that I really, really like doing 3D designs.
Mm-hmm.
I really like to create something imaginative, something new. I'll give a lot of ideas. Hey, I found my direction during that 6 months of hardship. That's where if you ask me whether I'll go back to that time, I'll still say yes to it. Because without that time, right, I don't have a realization of living for myself. Because what I interest, I finally found it and I'm happy that I found it. So fast forward, in the 7 months, I apply for a job in Singapore. I think I lied about, not lied, I mean, I said I'm doing masters but having complete, almost complete. Actually, at that time, I'm not too sure whether I could complete or not. I just say that I'm doing it. I am finishing soon.
Okay.
I just tell her that. I have the confidence that I'll complete it, but I'm not too sure whether I could do it. But I still tell all the employers that there's only one company that came back, which is the one that I'm working now. Also happy that they tried to employ me. So at April 30 or something, I think I got a message to go to interview. So I went in. May 2nd, I think, straight away after a public holiday for the interview. I remember it's a Friday because everyone was very casual on that day itself. So went in from KL, take
Singapore.
My remaining cash to buy the ticket, and I took a bus. I told my dad that I want to work in Singapore. They were shocked because they were saying that you finished your studies. I said no. But why you come out, you know? Why you don't finish it and go work? I got an interview. You know, like I just tell them I got an interview.
Okay.
Yeah. They were shocked as well because they never thought that I would choose to work in Singapore. Because at that time I was thinking that Singapore is 3 times and I really need cash. Brought all my remaining, I think 200 over bucks, 200 over ringgit, converted just enough for a plane ticket. And I didn't fly to Singapore. I fly to Senai. My dad to fetch me to the customs and took took the bus in. That's the first time I was in Singapore. I never went in before. I know that there's MRT. So I was looking at MRT, walk around. It's also the first time I used the map. You know, like every time you exit from Singapore MRT, there's a big map saying that the MRT is here.
Yeah,
I had to go where, right? Yeah. I remember where the company is. I don't have... At that time, I have a very bad... I mean, a very... non. It's not very good for GPS.
Okay.
Nokia?
Because, no, it's a Samsung, but it's those like very cheap models.
Okay.
J3, I think.
Mm.
So it's very cheap models. If you take out your GPS, right, it'll take like minutes or even it can't know, it didn't know where you are.
Okay.
So I'm using the poor phone, just walk around, finally found a company, arrived there, I think, soaked. With
sweat.
Yeah, because I walk. It's supposed it has a shortcut.
Okay.
Yeah, suppose like when we walk from MRT to the office, right. When you know it, there's a shortcut. But I took a very very long way from other buildings because I only know the map and where could I go. So along the way, I asked people, but I still reached early lah. After the interview, going back, then the interviewer, the boss itself, was asking like, so. When could I get you for a second time? I said, I don't know, because I'm flying back to KL and I'm not sure whether I have a chance to come back. That afternoon, I was thinking that, okay, I think it's done. I should get probably fly back. So I walk myself back to the MRT, take the train to custom. And that custom itself, right, I was about to walk out, place where they are chopping a passport.
Mm.
Where the white card...
The Singapore side or Malaysia side?
No, the Singapore side.
So you already
received the call. Yeah. No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't chopped the thing.
Okay.
So I received a call saying that we wanted you to come back for a second time. Right. Maybe to finalize the deal or what lah. Not too sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Singapore, you can't use your phone during...
In the customs. Yeah.
In the customs, right? Yeah. So I was being questioned by the...
Who are you calling?
Yeah, who are you calling? Then I had to check... They had to check my phone.
Right.
I was saying that they asked me to back to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Had to show them all the evidence that I'm not doing anything wrong, taking any videos, just someone calling me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's small thing lah. So had to go back after lunch to the company, sign the deal
on the same day.
On the same day,
so it's confirmed deal lah.
Yeah, it's confirmed deal on the same day.
Confirm, say confirm lah.
Yeah, I mean that's also like you lah. Just that I experienced it 20, 30 years later than Chris.
20, 30 years. So
30
long.
Years, lah.
Oh,
you started at 7, bah.
Okay.
I started my work, I think, 27,
8. I got 30 years.
I was in the company for 5 years, bah. So 27, lah. So 20 years later than you, lah.
Oh, okay.
Went in alone. My mom and dad also never went into Singapore before. So they can't give me any advice. So everything is on my own. Just go there. I knew there's MRT. So
something will bring you there.
Yeah, something will bring you there. Yeah. I have a friend there. So I arrived the day before. So he just told me like this MRT. But which station he doesn't know.
Your time was the EasyLink or the fare card?
I think it's already an EasyLink card. Yeah, I think it's already the tapping one.
Fare cards are cool.
I came in without the EasyLink card, you know. Then I was trying to pay cash.
Yep.
I don't have...
points.
Because, no, I don't have the small change.
Yeah.
I was asking a bus uncle with the $50
uncle slap this year.
I was asking uncle, do you have change? The uncle was looking at
provision shop.
No, I didn't know because in Malaysia the uncle will still give you change.
Yeah, okay.
But in Singapore the uncle was looking at me. Then there's a kind lady beside me saying that I have an extra card. Why don't I tap it, enter the bus to get to the MRT station. So I bought the card at MRT station. That's good. And the kind lady helped me. So along the way, I think God was up there helping me along the way.
Today is your day, Kenny.
Yeah.
I'll be there for you.
I appreciate it because it's hard, but if you are determined to do something, I think somewhere God is there, you know, trying to point the way for you. I appreciate that. And I also appreciate that many people unknown to me helped me along the way.
Yep.
Yeah. That's also count as a hardship. And when moving in also to Singapore, I don't really have any money to pay deposit or the lady.
Landlord?
The landlord.
Or lady.
Yeah, the landlord. I'm sorry, man. English to you.
That one is not English to
you. Okay, so who pays the lady?
So
the lady who owns the house.
Not the lady who is a commercial. Okay.
Okay.
So I brought
your wife might be listening. No?
I brought in for I think I remember I lent some money from my parents.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I took a bit of savings from. There's a bank account for Ang Pao where my parents
right.
They open a bank account. So every year when I get Ang Pao, right, the money will go into a bank.
Wow, lucky, yeah. Yeah.
So the mom said, "Oh, since you're going to Singapore, here's like the bank account for the money."
Mm.
So from there, I think there's 2K inside, or more than that. I think it's 2 to 3K.
Mm.
I can't remember, but there's a lot of money. From there, I take out deposit for the house.
Right.
Take out the remaining for... Because deposit, you need to pay 1 month deposit and 1 month...
depends on the property.
Rental
yep.
When you come in. Got that settled. Because at that time, is Malaysia ringgit, 3 ringgit to 1 Singapore dollar.
Mm.
If you have 3K, right, you also only have 1K.
Yeah.
So I took almost all of my savings out. Went in Singapore. Just pray that nothing bad happens. Because it's just... Just nice, you know, the money.
Right.
刚刚好. So, if anything exceeds the amount, right, I'm screwed. So, the first time I enter Singapore, I'm...
broke as
fuck. Yeah, I'm broke as fuck. So, I only limit myself to $8 per day or 7. I can't have...
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't eat on Saturday, Sundays.
Don't eat means what? Totally starving?
Okay, I only eat the dinner. Breakfast, I don't eat. Lunch, I don't eat. Only when I'm like really starving,
right.
Dinner time, right, I'll eat. And I don't eat those very expensive stuff. So I'll just, go and dabao cai fan with 2 dish. I don't think it's expensive at that time, but it's expensive for me. I have just this amount of money to spare. Mm. Sometimes you look at the abundance of food in the whole hawker center, you know. You feel that, I want to eat Western food. I want to eat soups, you know. But... The only thing I could afford at that time is just cai peng.
Right.
And just because cai peng is easy to control. In Singapore, you have price tag saying that you take one veg, one meat.
Mm.
How much is that?
Right.
So I choose the cheapest cai peng, which I pay $2.80 for one veg, one meat. Just eat that for every night where the auntie also know me. Hey, you're coming. I left your favorite for you.
Full favorite.
Wait. Because I like her meatballs.
Oh.
She made it herself. And mapo tofu. I still remember it's
tofu.
Mapo.
Okay.
So mapo tofu.
English, man. No, I heard mapo tofu.
No, it's mapo mapo tofu.
Mapo tofu.
It's a
red color thingy.
Yeah, it's a red color sauce tofu.
A bit like sweet.
A bit sweet, a bit spicy. Mala mala ish.
Mala mala
ish. So at times of that taught me to be tough again. Like financially. It really builds me to go through tough times and how to handle the financial stress. Although you are in a very tough situation, when you are very financially stressed, you can't make ends meet, right? You should make a decision for yourself. How do you proceed from there?
Mm.
Is where I think something I learned and I appreciate myself making a decision to make myself like improve further, taking a big step, big leap towards like going out to the country, out of country.
Yours
to
is very
Singapore.
Fortunate, to be honest. Because honestly, I've never heard anyone who on the first day came to Singapore for an interview.
Yeah.
The same day got his employment done.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of people, you know, they want to try to apply in Singapore. You know, getting the permit itself is going to take like a week or so.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. I do agree on that. And I think I got my permit quite fast.
Yeah,
I got EP.
Employment pass. Right?
Employment pass, yes. Yeah. That's right. It's the highest pass in the...
Passes.
Foreign, yeah, the foreign passes. Because you have a work permit, which is the lowest one for workers. Then you got the S-pass, skilled pass, and employment pass.
Right.
Okay.
Supposedly, it should be exceeding a certain salary, which I don't at that point of time.
Mm.
Not too sure how I get it. Maybe because they tell the... MOM guy that I was about to complete my master's.
After his master's, he get a full salary. Now he's a probation salary.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's quite fortunate. So I say, in times of this, if you have the will, I believe that someone is there.
I mean, if somebody else who are in that situation couldn't get a job on that day, whew, I think the situation would be different.
Yeah, so that's why I said I'm quite grateful that I pulled through myself. you know, it's good. It's good now. Yeah, I think, not to say happy, but grateful that I experienced so much. And at this point in time, if I ever like go through the same thing again, I know I have this capacity to pull myself through.
In the future, you let your kids go through this shit?
In the future, I don't think I will let my kids go through the same hardships that I go through. But I would hope that they will experience the toughness of life, that life is not always easy and it will never be.
Right.
So that when they ever experience anything hard, they would know how to deal with it, and hoping that somebody will be there for them. Because when you grow up, nobody will be there for you except yourself. You are the one who will pull yourself through in times of hardships.
Hardships, yeah.
Being an adult, you have to be responsible and not have anyone there to help you. They could help you, but you yourself must have the capacity to do it in the first place.
Yep.
Until where you can't really handle it, then you need to ask for help. Not to say not ask for help, but you should ask for help, but you must make yourself tough. That's what I think.
I think it's subjective to people's character. I think some people, like I think for you and me, we're pretty much similar. Like we can handle big shits well because we've been through that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I think if you put somebody who's never been through this kind of shit to go through that situation, they might. it's a whole new different ballgame. Like I believe like kids nowadays, in this generation of kids, they don't get to experience what we went through during our childhood time.
Okay. Maybe some advice that I would like to give parents nowadays, or parents-to-be if you're listening, is don't overprotect your kids because they don't need that much of protection. You can guide them. You can give them advices, but don't help them to complete tasks. I see a lot of parents, they help the kids to complete homeworks. Then they complain about them not knowing the homeworks or anything. And if their kids got into trouble, they are the first to sprung out and defend the kids.
Right.
I would say that don't over-defend the kid. Let them really experience what life brings to them,
right,
what life has for them. It's always the road that you gone through that experience the beauty of life. For people who goes through hardships, I feel you. Think of how to go through your hardships. Be strong. And if you believe it, you will go through it. Just believe in yourself. Believe in other people that's around you. If you would like to share with them, I'll say just share with them. Ask for help if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Cry, but just focus on yourself. Build yourself up to face all the challenges. Life is not complete without challenges, I would say. Yeah. I would say that all my experience now makes my life very interesting. That I have stories to tell the kids.
Yep.
And I have things to share with friends, with families, you know. But if your life is about, your challenge is about health, it's about those things that can't be solved, you know, like you getting a very big health problem such as cancer or wrong reversal. I would say for my friend who has, not my friend, but my wife's friend, she got breast cancer. I found a very big positivity in her where although she got breast cancer, she go through all the chemos and stuff.
Yep.
We can see two spectrums of people. One spectrum of people, you can see they are very sad.
Mm.
They are very depressive. They said, why God give me this sickness? Why it's so unfair that I got it? But to my wife's friend's Facebook, right? I followed it at that point of time. She's still alive. She had gone through it. She had removed it. So every time she did chemo, right, she'll have a very long Facebook post saying that how she felt today, how she do, does it feel pain? And today, maybe she saw her family and friends. So she have stories about that. And you can feel, she's very positive in a situation where things will get better. In the end, after she got the, what do you call it?
Tumor.
Yeah, when she got the tumor cut off, right, she healed. That's a good thing for her. And she's still alive till now. I also got a friend who got cancer. It's more on the nose. In English, I'm not too sure, but it's on it's a respiratory cancer.
Okay.
And that 1 year of his life, although there's very few Facebook posts or anything, but from his wife's Facebook post, we can feel that he's still very positive, thinking about all the futures that they could have achieved. I would say that face your life challenges with positivity so that the people beside you will have the courage to live on. It's very important to keep thinking positive where life will be good. In the end, I will encourage people to think positively, to learn, and be grateful for even the smallest thing that happened in your life.
Right.
That it happened for a reason. Mm. You know, either it's good or bad, it's there for you to learn or fall, you know, and chance to be better in the future.
I think there's a phrase called stepping stones. No, every failure is a stepping stone to success or something, right?
That's a very good Whiskers wisdom. So Whiskers wisdom of the day will be...
There's a good quote that goes along with that line. I think he says like, every failure is a stepping stone to success. That's the quote version of what you said.
Good. I think that's all for today. Tune in next time to more stories. Either it's hardships or some happy stories in the next episodes. And I think sign off for now. I'm Ken.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Chloe.
See you guys next time.
See you.